Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to It's Your Funeral, the podcast where we interview guests about the most important day of their afterlives. As ever, I'm here with my partner in morbidry darkness, Sam Hammond, aka Vom Cruz. How are you, Sam?
I'm all right, yeah. Living La Vida Loca.
It's raining outside. We don't like the rain, but it's in keeping with the subject matter of this podcast. It's a bit like, I can't remember the word for it, but that thing where if a bad scene is going to happen in a film, they make it piss down with rain outside. Guys at home, we do want to hear from you. Any interesting stories about death, funerals, good anecdotes, funny ones? I feel like everyone's got them. Send them in to podit'syourfuneral@gmail.com. That's podit'syourfuneral@gmail.com. On to our guest now. I asked Sam to get me a short bio for our guest today, and this is what I got. He's a hairdresser, a body piercer who has sold dildos and cock weights, a bookseller, a famous musician from a band called Fan Farlow who once appeared on Letterman, and a tattooist and painter. So please give a huge It's Your Funeral welcome to Justin the Bastard. Justin, how are you?
Hello. Thanks for having me.
I am good. I'm great. Thank you.
It's how was really the cool. Intro for you, Justin? What did we miss out?
Where do I start? There's so much that you've missed out, but I mean, these. I think Ron pulled out the bullet points of my journey.
It sounds like an incredibly interesting life.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
in a nutshell, in a paragraph.
Yeah.
You know, what's the most important thing to you in your life? How did all these fascinating things come about? Mm. What are you passionate about?
I think the main thing for me is happiness and damage control, you know?
Right.
And that's where I've got, that's why I've done all of these things. Do you know what I mean? It's constantly looking for that line of least resistance, the path of least resistance, you know, which has led me to all these fucking weird things. And everyone will often say, oh, you tried so hard, you've been so dedicated to become this and then become that. And it's like, it's a complete fucking opposite. It's just, you know, by virtue of the fact that I'm just trying to not stress out, someone will offer me an interesting opportunity. I'll go, okay, yes, I'll do that. That sounds good. I don't have to have a job interview.
Yeah. Do you think they're weird things, or do you feel like you have to say they're weird things because maybe society deems them to be slightly left
field? They're disjointed, the things I've done. Do you know what I mean? Like, I went literally from being a hairdresser to selling dildos and piercing people's vaginas.
Oh, yeah. I said that like as if we've all done it. Exactly, I haven't. Sam, exactly. Have you ever pierced a vagina?
Not yet.
No.
I did this by the time I was like 20. And then I went to sell books for 8 years and become like a bookseller and like a buyer. And I was like a manager of a bookshop. And it was like a true passion of mine.
Are you Jeff Bezos?
I don't know. No.
Glad we cleared that up.
Yeah. No. And then of course I went, my band good then got signed, you know, I was selling in a bookshop and then I was going to all of the cool clubs in London at the time and I was DJing at some of them, of course. And just my band then got signed to like a major label deal around the world. So I traveled around the world for sort of the next 8 years. And then that went fucking tits up and that was a disaster to try and send them be someone in your sort of mid thirties trying to, my wife left me in the same week as well. Yeah.
Okay.
My wife left me in the same week. My band split up. So I found myself in Stoke Newington with nothing, 33 years old, overweight and with a big beard. It was a terrible time. So I moved to Dalston, took lots of cocaine, tried to sort of hang on to the vestiges of my retreating youth.
Yeah.
And
we've all been there.
We've all been there and I'm still there. And
well, I feel like I should give the audience a little view of where we are. We're in your flat, a lovely flat in Homerton.
Uh-huh.
You're a big gamer. You might be able to hear that in the background. That's the sound of his Twitch. So you're a big gamer, clearly an artist, lots of amazing art, stripped wooden floors. And just, do you know what? Just the flat that to me gives an idea of someone with a really fascinating life. It really leads.
Yeah, I mean, my apartment is my, it's like assemblage. Do you know what I mean? Like all of the things that you see are sort of me in assemblage form, you know, with objects or paintings and stuff like that. As, you know, and it's, and that is the way I found like my road to happiness. So I've sort of fixated on that since I was sort of late 20s, 30s, and this is where I am today. So I, you know, I'm just a tattoo artist. I tattoo from home. I don't work a great deal. I just do a bunch of tattoos to get me by, to pay the rent. And that's it. And I'm happy.
Yeah. Really, really excellent. Possibly one of our most interesting guests so far, for sure. And I think Sam was absolutely right when he said he thought you'd be perfect for this podcast, because you've already mentioned enough already to say that I think the idea that potentially you might have thought a little bit about your own funeral might not be too far from the kind of lifestyle that you've led.
I mean, I spend most days thinking about my own death, which was why I was super up for doing it. And I'm really looking forward to talking about this, the type of death I wish and hope for.
Yeah. Well, tell us now. Let's get straight into it.
So I thought about, you know, because, you know, I chatted with Vom about what he wants to know about. And I wasn't sure really how to lay it out. So in 2010, my wife, then wife, wanted to get cats. And I had never really had animals in my life, and I was ambivalent about animals. I kind of saw them as like possessed lumps of meat. And then we, like, she got these cats, and within weeks, I had completely fallen in love with them, and it had really appealed to something in me, probably paternal. Do you know what I mean? Something way deeper. It was a way I had problems with unconditional love, and I felt like, wow, I can actually, by virtue of the fact that you're not human, I can afford to give you unconditional love. And the love was so simple. So that was an amazing, amazing experience in my life. And it, and I mean it. And I, no hyperbole, that they, I was like born again in person. It changed, like, had compassion. So I've always thought, as I love nothing more than them. And then I read a really interesting story that if you die in a house with cats and you're not found for a while, they will eat you.
Yeah, it's true.
They will eat you. And they go for the soft flesh first. Mm-hmm. So they basically start at your face.
All right.
And eat into your eyes.
And your ass.
And your arsehole. And, I mean, I know it's grotesque to some, but to me it sounds wonderful.
What a way to go.
Fucking love nothing more than be eaten by my cats. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I want to fly in the face of this whole fucking, let's get miserable, let's get you in a fucking box, all of you lot can fucking line up and look at me and have a little cry. Do you know what I mean? It's like, fuck that. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
It really bums me out. And I know, like, and I went to my nan's funeral. I've not, there's not been a lot of loss in my life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I've not. I've not had to experience a lot of life loss.
Yeah. You've already said a little bit, you don't like the idea of kind of trad, everyone being miserable, sticking you in a box, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
You mentioned the idea of liking the idea of dying in your flat and your cats eating you. What happens next? Because in my head, when you said that, I was like, what would be amazing is if then there was some kind of funeral and the cats were there and they brought all their cat mates.
Well, exactly.
Now, is that a possibility?
They're not friends with other cats, though, are they?
They would hiss at each other. Good point.
But that could bring excitement to the feast.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But a sort of rage.
Yeah.
It could whip up a rage where they sort of really fuck me up.
All the neighborhood really cats could dive in for a bite.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Really tuck in. But I thought about this and I thought, okay, then how do I make that dynamic of something that happens over a period? I don't think my cats just start noshing me off as soon as I'm dead.
Noshing you off? You're not going to enjoy it after you're dead.
I didn't mean that with sexual connotations.
Oh, that's a shame.
I'm talking about my cats. There's nothing sexual about this,
dude. Of course, I apologize.
So I thought, well, basically, it would need to be some sort of like art installation. Someone's going to be in with me and we'll film this, you know?
Yeah.
It will be something that's filmed. It will be presented in a nice way. I'll be lying in the middle of the room in a nice, maybe in the studio. I guess that would make sense.
Like a glass case.
Now, wait, mate. Yeah, I don't know. Just lying here, I think. Like,
less Damien Hirst.
Yeah, less Damien Hirst. And basically, we film them. It's filmed from multiple cameras.
On Twitch?
I mean, it could be live streamed. That's a good idea.
Yeah, have there been any funerals on Twitch?
No, it will probably kind
I think
of.
We just invented that, guys.
Got a feeling in terms of service, it'll be a problem. But but anyway.
You're always thinking about terms of service, Justin.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Yeah, no, I like that idea. Art. Funerals well, has
exactly.
art.
So then the actual thing itself, the funeral, could be like it's showing the film. It's showing the film of sped up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With some beautiful music. And I've chosen the music that I want there. So it's not going to be a thing where we're like, okay, we're going to roll him in the box. Do you know what I mean? It's going to be like, we're going to present you with this beautiful sort of creative artistic video
okay, nice.
Of Justin getting eaten by his fucking cats.
Nice.
Beautiful legacy.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. The problem is it's just, and this is like the problem with my whole life, it's just other people's dumbass fucking reactions to things like that. Do you know what I mean? To me, I think it's a great idea.
You won't witness them, will you? So it's fine.
No, that's true. Like I don't give a fuck too much, but I just wish it could be. I want it to be perfect. It's my funeral.
Justin, I've got to say that if you do an art installation of a film where you're being eaten by your own cats, I think it might be the most newsworthy work you ever do.
I think it's fucking a brilliant
idea.
It could
be the biggest done before. You could win the Turner Prize for possibly.
Yeah, what if your cats aren't like that into how you taste? Because my cat, like, if I give it cod, it's like, fuck you, mate, I'm not eating that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but then if I whip out the tuna, it's like, yes, mate.
I know what my cats are like, and I thought about that too. So I think I'm guessing that I'm probably going to die of some disease of my own making, you know, that I brought on myself.
Such as?
I mean, Jesus Christ. I don't know.
I mean, if this was 84, we'd be going straight for AIDS. I'm not sure where we're going right now with this.
No. No, I've got a cap on that. That won't kill me. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know. Fucking lung cancer, stomach cancer.
Okay.
Whatever. Who fucking knows? But one of them. All I hope is that I have a bit of notice.
Yeah.
And then I could maybe then adjust my diet. Oh, right,
yeah.
So maybe only eat cat food for a couple of months.
That's you a really good idea. Yeah.
And I know what cat food they like. Maybe wash with Dreamies.
Yeah,
like
they love Dreamies. Exactly. Mate, that is tremendous commitment.
Like, I would do that. Like, I love them. I know we're having a laugh, we're having a bit of a giggle, but in all seriousness, I would prefer that. I would prefer to be eaten by my cats and for them to see this beautiful thing. And like, I'll get some impressive filmmaker.
Yeah.
Maybe
Jim Jarmusch or something.
Corbin, you know, or Anton Corbin.
Yeah.
You know, Anton Corbin.
I don't know.
You could have you could get a suit made out of Dreamies to speed up, to get the process going that you're wearing as your death suit.
Yeah.
And then, that'll just get we've all seen the Dreamies advert, you know, cats will do anything
for
them.
Very subtle.
So I feel I've got to ask this question because you mentioned having broken up with your ex-wife.
She broke up with me.
Yeah. Sorry, I apologize. And that you had the cats together, do you still have visitation rights? That's it's very important to me
that's the thing. That's the part of the whole, the beauty and the romance of this relationship is that she gave me the cats. Her cats. I tattooed those cats on her, like pictures of those cats on her.
I was gonna say, and how do you still, tattoo a cat?
Yeah, and still, the breakup, I got custody of the cats, and I think she felt guilty because she left me for a woman, and she's right to feel guilty, and I was right to have got the cats. I think if we'd gone to court, I think because she was
adulterous.
She was adulterous.
Would she feel any less guilty if she'd left you for a man? I'm not sure. Why do you think?
I don't care how she felt.
Yeah,
I felt great because it meant I didn't have to be emasculated.
Okay.
And to this day, I've not felt emasculated.
Okay, so all in all, the positive. You get the cats. You're out of a relationship. You're out of an emasculating relationship.
Exactly.
Okay, so I've just got the vision of, we're watching the art installation.
The
cats have eaten you. Who's there? Who's there? Who are you inviting? And I think more importantly, who are you not inviting? Who are you like, big fuck you? I'm assuming your ex-wife for a start.
No, I want to clear that up. My ex-wife's a lovely woman. She's a lovely woman. You know what? I'm really not that bothered who's there and who's not. Like I thought about this. I thought about this, and
art's to be witnessed by everyone and enjoyed by everyone.
Well, that's
isn't
the
it?
Thing. That's exactly it. Is that I'm really racking my brain. I can just reel off a whole fucking list of people I think are cunts. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's not, that's not really got...
That could be part of the art installation.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be nice.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's it. Is that before... before the funeral, list. In the will, I could have a list of people that I want on the left, which will be clearly defined, good, friendly people. And on the right will be utter bottom foot, subhuman scum to the right. So I could do that.
Yeah,
there are lots of ways of looking into it, and you've given me ideas, which I like. So it's going
to. You've got to write this will out and make sure this happens. You have.
No, that's the purpose of this podcast. We've got it now recorded.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's like I don't want it to be too fucking elaborate. Do you know what I mean? Like I want it to fit in. I want it to fit into what we know of as a funeral, so it's not just a big fucking joke. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because let's be fair, like I'm dead. Like, I want people to feel something.
So what elements of, I don't want to say traditional, but what elements of things to make sure that it's like an actual funeral would you bring into this quite unique art installation room? So that's good because another question I was going to ask is how would you want people to react at your funeral? So you want people to be genuinely emotive and crying at your death.
I think
anyone who says the opposite is lying, personally. Yeah. I want people to be devastated. Sam?
It annoys me when people go, I want it to be a celebration. I just want everyone to come in like jazzy tops and have a good day.
Yeah, exactly. No, I almost regret saying I want everyone to be crying.
Justin, everything you've said so far, you've then gone back on.
I know.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I love this about you.
It's because I'm making it up.
What's your actual name, Justin? Justin.
I do want there to be tears, but I don't want anyone to be super miserable.
Yeah, you don't want to consume it.
Let's fucking say they're tears of happiness, you know, or tears of joy, which are linked up to the tears of sadness. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, it's... but I want it to be... It's a beautiful thing that I've died and I've let my cats eat me and it's wonderful.
Yeah. I'll cry, mate.
Yeah, do
if
you?
If I'm still around when that happens, yeah, I'll be there in the front watching. I'll shed a tear for you.
I've actually never cried.
I don't believe anything you say.
I've never cried. But I like it. Yeah, it's a weird thing. Like an ex-girlfriend of mine, actually, she her dad asked to be buried in a cardboard box on private land without a headstone, and that was done. And
is it Jimmy Savile? Because I think that's where he's now buried.
It was Jim. He was a nice guy. We judged him too hard.
Did some iffy things, but he was all right.
Yeah.
So he was.
But anyway, no, it wasn't Jimmy. But anyway, and her dad was buried in a cardboard box in the middle of a fucking field that she goes and camps on every year
because
it's private land.
Yeah,
I was like, that's amazing. That's amazing. It feels amazing because it's two fingers up to the people who are too stuck up to deal with shit like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I guess there's a similar thing with this cat. I want to go out as the artist I am. Do you know what I mean? And I want the cats to be involved. I mean, I've only just thought about that maybe that's unhealthy for the cats and that maybe they'll perish in the gorge.
We need to get them on the podcast.
I was going to say, sounds like we've got two more guests we need to get on and discuss with your cats.
I know.
What are your cats' names?
They're called Isan and Abath.
Very, very cool. Yeah, let's get them on the show and find out whether they're willing to take the risk of eating your body for the benefit of your funeral.
Yeah.
Cats are pretty hardy creatures. I'm sure the last years after eating you'd be fine. Especially if you prep, like you said, you know, by eating cat food.
I've been feeding them some crazy shit over the years.
I'd like to think that once they've eaten you, they'll bring your carcass to your girlfriend's house as a present.
That would be amazing. It's a sort of synchronicity.
When you've died, Justin, if you could come back as a ghost, would you haunt someone?
Yeah,
I would come back as a ghost. Would I haunt anyone?
Would you just knock about here?
I don't know. It's really hard, and especially as a tattoo artist, I'm sort of in a position of trust.
Yeah.
I feel like if I did give him my answers, that would undermine that.
Oh, I've let you tattoo my arm, so
I,
you know.
I undermine that professionalism, so I'm going to kind of
All right. work that one. All right.
What's your experience of going to funerals? Have you been to many? And if so, have you been to someone you think, I quite like mine to be like this? Or anywhere you're like, I wouldn't want mine to be anything like this? Now, obviously, I'm doubting you've been to anywhere the cats have eaten the person in an art installation, but what's your experience of going to them?
I've been to 3 funerals, and they were all a big bag of bullshit. And especially my nan's one, which I remember chatting to my mother, and I was just like, hey, mum, like, it'd be nice to have not a miserable fucking funeral. She was like, yeah, you're right. I'm going to tell everyone not to wear black. Right. Not to wear black. That's awesome. Yeah, don't wear black. And then we turned up. No one wore black, but the music was still just fucking, like, misery.
Yeah.
It was misery music to make everyone sad.
Yeah.
That's what the music was for. Just like, the person that died never even fucking heard this song. My mum just chose a song that was sad because it felt like a funeral. And every other funeral was the same. It's just like, let's just make this nice, big and sad. Do you know what I mean? It's different when it's tragic. Do you know what I mean? If it's tragedy, it's a little bit more complicated, right?
Like Princess Di.
Yeah, exactly. That was fucking tragic. Yeah, yeah. And you know, maybe having a bit of a giggle there would be problematic. But
it would have been. It would have been problematic.
But at the end of a long life, it's quite. I often think it's quite amazing how, as a human race, and how we've always died, of course, since the beginning, how we've still not really come around to it being something celebrated. Do you know what I mean?
Because some cultures do, though.
Some cultures do, apparently so.
Do you know in Madagascar, right? They do this thing where they exhume the bodies after a year and they cover the body in wine, put the body in a bag, cover it in wine, swing it around their head, and it like, they call it the turning of the bones, amazing. And then they put it back in.
Really?
And then it's like, right, cover it in wine and swing it around. Yeah.
So it's fucking amazing. Yeah. That is great. That is great.
Wine washing machine.
And why we've not, I don't know. I mean, I guess it would make sense. It would make sense. An evolutionary point of view, you must fear death, you know.
Can I just say to anyone who hasn't heard this podcast before, Sam is definitely the person who brings the facts about random crazy funeral shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That is fucking hilarious. Yeah, exactly. And Sam always pulls these out of the bag. I love
a lot of funerals.
I've been to, yeah, like you said, they're all the fucking same. And I have been to probably about 5 or 6 in my lifetime. I'm quite an elderly gent.
Yeah.
And so I've been to about 5 or 6, and they've all melted into the same one.
That's it.
And they're all wonderful people, like my grandparents and things like that, which, you know, and their spirit and characters were sort of there, but it was always the same ritual and ceremony and the maudlin, you know, moping around and everyone's sad, and it's like, yeah, it just seems a bit.
I've always just found that the spirit and character of them exists in your head, and that the fucking funeral has got nothing to do with their spirit and character. Yeah. I have found. Do you know what I mean,
no,
I was like,
I,
well,
I,
let's
I kind of agree.
Let's make the funeral a spirit and character, rather than like, let's all attempt to try and not be too sad in a miserable fucking church with all this miserable music.
No, you're right. In which case, I wanted to ask, because like you said, you've been in a band. You're a very musical man.
Yeah.
What kind of music do you envisage being at your funeral, if any? Would you have some of your own music there?
No, I would, the one song, I know exactly what song I would have, and this will be the song that is played while the piece is underway, while people is watching my cats tuck
you
into my face, and it will be, it's called, it's by a chap called Arvo Pärt, and it's a song called Cantos in Memoriam for Benjamin Britten.
Okay.
So, you don't have rights to this idea.
No,
it's all yours,
Justin,
mate.
don't take this the wrong way, but I don't want the rights to this idea.
Anyway, so that's all. Are you going to play this song on the podcast?
We won't be able to, licensing wise. So if you want to sing it, then feel free.
Can I play a snippet of it?
Yeah, I think you can, can't you?
You might be able to play a little snippet, but I'm certainly not going to look at the rules. Sam, you do that.
I'll have a look, yeah. It's fine.
But do you want to sing it just in case?
Yeah, we can.
But yeah, but that song, but just because it is quite a crushing song, it's quite emotive, but in a good, positive way, do you know what I mean? And it's, I mean, you have to listen to it, really. I can't explain it.
So you've had your art installation, you've got your guests there, you've got the side who are lovely people, you've got the side who are cunts. Where's your wake happening? You can choose anywhere. What's the situation? Is it a free bar? What's the buffet like? Are you having any of this, or are you doing something less normal?
See, this is it. Is that I am, you know, I'm not that young anymore. And even when I was young, I wasn't party boy. I was party boy. But I don't, now, especially as I get older, I don't like big parties. I like being relaxed at home. You know, with just some cocaine and some Xanax. And, like, I don't... It's not like I want to be out there with, like, a massive party.
So maybe everyone at your funeral just gets a little line and some Xanax on the way in.
Yeah. Like,
they won't be hungry then anyway, so...
No, exactly. So no buffet needed. No buffet needed. Again, every wake that I've been to has just been one big bullshit thing. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's a bunch of family that don't particularly like each other and haven't seen each other in years... in some shitty old pub,
so
eating fucking vol-au-vents. Do you know what I mean?
Do you mind if we snip that up for social media? Because I think you've just nailed what wakes are sentence.
And I'm just like, not particularly interested in that. I don't think that would honour my memory.
No.
But I also don't just want to, I don't want to be like, I don't want to be over the top just for the sake of, you know, I'm not a fucking 20-year-old Goldsmith student.
No.
You know, I don't want to just do things over the top for the sake of it.
No.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to be different.
I actually wanted to go to Goldsmith's.
Oh, really?
Didn't get in.
No, fuck that.
I like the idea of a little line and some Xanax for everyone who goes
line
in.
And some Xanax. I mean, yeah, exactly.
And just see what happens.
But it's not for everyone.
Someone else will die.
But, yeah, an old it's lady. Not for everyone. But I mean, again, like, we're kind of hashing this out as we talk about it. I am. So, like, maybe that's the case, is that the people that do come are the people that are willing to have a bump and half a
damn right. And
up,
you mentioned...
Up the toilet nearby.
Exactly. Yeah.
You mentioned earlier about your friend's dad, I think it was, who was buried in a cardboard box, no gravestone. Do you envisage yourself having a gravestone? And if so, what would you like written on it?
So, I don't know. The gravestone, I mean, it is a pretty thing. It is a good thing. I envision my whole body to be fucking decimated by my cats. Do you know what I mean? That's what I'd like me to exist in no physical form at the end of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it would be nice. Maybe a blue plaque. Maybe a blue plaque on this fucking house.
Yeah.
Saying not only did Justin, the artist, the Dreamweaver, work and die here, but his cats ate the fuck out of his dead body here in this very building.
It's a big plaque.
Creating the famous piece that is now sort of household news, you know.
What would you call your final piece?
Yeah.
Eaten by cats.
Yeah.
No. There's fucking a really good one. Anyway, I'll think about that. And maybe before the end of the show, I'll come up with an idea. I want to be remembered as an artist, as a creator, as an entertainer.
Yeah.
And a lover of cats. I took care of the cats. Was a compassionate man. If you can fit this on a blue plaque, that'd be nice.
Yeah, and then maybe people bring flowers here, I mean, like they did to Kensington Palace when Princess Diana died.
Stuff like that, yeah. Not. I probably wouldn't get that sort of press traction.
Not quite.
Don't rule anything out, Justin.
Yeah. Are you scared of dying, Justin?
That's a good question, that. That's a good question. I wasn't scared of dying until I got older. Mm. And now I'm actually terrified of dying. Interestingly, and I deal with it a lot by I'm still a risk taker, and I always have been. I'm one of those. I have that weird mind, it's called something, but I like to sometimes walk across roads with my eyes closed. Not miserable, I'm not depressed anymore, I take my medicine, I'm not that depressed, but as I get older you start to realise, oh dear, this goes quick, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, everyone knows that they're sort of...
Do you know in France there's a term for an orgasm, which is le petit mort, like the little death.
The little death, isn't
it?
Really?
So maybe when we die, it's just a massive orgasm. You just...
Exactly, yeah. Isn't that fascinating?
Could be. And if that happens,
good way to go.
Cats are eating you, that could be interesting. Okay, who do you think would cry most at your funeral?
My clients.
Your clients, your tattoo clients, very good. Yeah. Who would you want to cry most at your funeral?
My clients.
Yeah. Justin, the last question we ask all of our guests is, how do you want to be remembered?
I'd like to be remembered as a man who avoided stress, had compassion, and was eaten by his cats.
Beautiful.
I'm not a humble person, but this will be like sort of me being humble at the last. Yeah. So just people go, okay, he was humble really deep down. Do you know what I mean?
Mate, brilliant.
That'll teach him.
Yeah, that'll teach him. Like, they fucking judged me for being
maybe that's what's
prick
on your gravestone. That'll teach him.
I wasn't as arrogant as you thought, you cunt.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. That is a nice send-off. I really like that. Justin, thanks so much for coming on. Now, what can we plug for you? Tell the audience something about where they can find your work. Sam, as he mentioned briefly, has had some of your tattoo work on his arm. Where can people go if they want to get tattooed by you, and where can they see your work?
Okay, so if you head to @JustinTheBastard on Instagram, you can see all of my tattoos. Head to @BastardsFlash on Instagram to look at my portfolio. That's the only place you can really book a tattoo with me through Instagram. Yeah, you can look at all the things I've done. There's a lot of me online. My old band, Fanfarlo, there's a lot of music up there you can go and listen to. Look at some videos of me, should you want to do that. Hold on, there are other things.
Any sex tapes?
There is a sex tape. Yeah. There fucking is a sex tape.
I bet there is. That doesn't surprise
me.
And
it's true, and I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
A woman once went in Austin, Texas at a hotel. 9 a.m, I was with my manager, and we walked out of the room and down the stairway. And two girls come up and was saying, hey, do you want to come back to our room? And we were like, what? One of them pulled up their dress to show us their shame. And the other one had a camera. And we were like, my 55-year-old manager. We're like, no, we're good. And then we went and like rushed it at breakfast. Like, let's go back to the room. So we went back. We went back and we actually saw them. They were there. And we was like, okay, come back. So they came back to the room. My manager ended up at the other end of the hotel room on his answering emails on his fucking MacBook.
Classic.
I ended up on the bed being gyrated over by some woman naked, like putting a fanny in my face, being filmed. And it was for like a website. So it's for a website. You know those websites where people go and meet people in public? I'm one of them. Look hard enough, you'll find me on a bed in Austin, Texas, being gyrated on.
We'll put a link to this in the show notes.
There isn't a link. I've not even seen it. Trust me, if I could have that video, go and look for that.
We'll have a look for it, yeah.
Yeah. Guys at home, most importantly, if you can find that link, please do send it to us. Thanks so much for listening. Justin, once again, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks a lot, Justin.
Guys, do subscribe to It's Your Funeral. Drop us a comment and a rating in Apple Podcasts. Also, please do follow up from Cruise on Instagram and have a listen to my other podcast, Almost Famous. We'll be back next time with another episode of It's Your Funeral. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.